This is Kathy Forstie at Folk Alliance International here in Kansas City, Missouri, 2017. And we've been doing our little bedroom concerts that we've been terming it here in our hotel at the Sheraton. And we have some good friends that we've known for several years now that are playing on KC Cafe Radio, Christy and Steve Niebel. Thank you guys for dropping by and saying hi and playing a song for us.
You bet. Glad to do it.
Yeah.
Happy coincidence being right next to you at the exhibition hall.
Exactly. Yeah, it was great. What were you guys doing at your booth? What was the?
We were just promoting ourselves as artists.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good idea. Several artists do that here, and then you have like people like us in the exhibition hall, and then you have like Taylor guitars, and so it's kind of a really cool atmosphere to see different things in there. Yeah. So were you promoting your new CD, Tandem? Is that what you were promoting?
Yes, Tandem, and looking to just become a little bit better known, and always looking for a way to become a more established part of the acoustic music scene.
Mm-hmm. Is why do you come to Folk Alliance then? I mean, what's the point of coming here? What do you hope to get out of coming here?
Meet people who are presenters and
networking in general.
Mm-hmm. Is there like music that you seek out when you come here? Is there any particular artist?
That's another thing. It's really great to see the other showcases that mm-hmm. we've seen some really marvelous music since we've been here. I've really enjoyed that. That's always a very important integral part of the experience.
Mm-hmm. Who's some of the favorite ones that you've seen so far?
Jeremy Cattell Trio. They were really amazing young instrumentalists. I don't think I've seen an instrumental group that is doing similar music that has been any better than them. They were really wonderful. Another band that I really, really enjoyed is
High Plains.
High Plains Jamboree. They're from Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. and they were, all good instrumentalists, and they were funny, and they did songs that were very heartwarming. They were just really pro and mm-hmm. really great to watch. Really enjoyed them a lot. They all have great voices, mm-hmm. as well as being really good instrumentalists, all of them.
Yeah, and for me, lyrics are always an important thing, you know, and if you can put forth a good performance with powerful lyrics.
They were really good songwriters, all of them. There was one song that Noel had written with Guy Clark, and it was about undocumented people coming across the border.
Good,
there were a couple of really great songs, and all her material was very strong.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I've been talking to people about this the whole conference, but how serendipitous was it that they chose, Forbidden Folk as a theme for this year's conference with everything that's going on in the world right now?
Yeah, I'm sure that conversation's been going on a lot. Which came first, the election or the decision to name this Forbidden Folk?
I think they actually chose it like a year ago at least. So I think, it was just sort of a serendipitous kind of thing that happened. And, it's something we need to be, conscious of and doing. So it was a good idea. You guys do a lot of sort of very socially conscious songs too,
right? I think that probably the most prominent themes have been anti-war and a lot of environmental mm-hmm. themes. I think that and I think that comes out of being from the Pacific Northwest. We just have such a great natural environment there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place for green things to grow.
Right, it's a very green area.
We have lots of water.
Yeah,
and
keeps pouring down from Mount Rainier.
Yeah,
they've got big glaciers.
Mm-hmm. So I've always loved that about yeah. where we live is that it's just the visual aspect of living around forest lands and mountains mm-hmm. and the ocean is just a few blocks down the hill, and it's I guess everybody loves where they live. Otherwise, they wouldn't live there, right, for one reason or another.
Sometimes you get stuck someplace, and you're not necessarily happy where you are, but... Yeah,
but I think that, and of course, there's been a lot of, for a lot of years now, I have been hearing about climate change, and mm-hmm. and that is a subject that has been very dear to my heart. I've mm-hmm. been I take for granted that what I'm doing is subjective, and I don't try to pretend to be a scientist about what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So it's an emotional approach to watching your world possibly go away, and what could be the result mm-hmm. of that. It actually turns out being a bit sci-fi.
Yeah. Yeah. So, other than like the environment, what other things influence you as a songwriter?
Well, I think that during the Iraq War, Christy and I were very involved in the anti-war movement, and people were always asking me to write anti-war stuff, and so I did a lot of that, but.
Day-to-day life, people that we're traveling around and experiencing in our careers as musicians up in Alaska among the fishermen.
Christy recorded a solo album a couple of years ago, and she wanted to do a Western swing project, mm-hmm. so she did. We had a friend of ours produce it for us, and she used a lot of local musicians who were very well versed in that music, and in order to get a song on the CD, I wrote it ended up being a wedding song, a love song, mm-hmm. and so we did that. So yeah, a good love song is always good, something that everybody
relates to.
Everybody can share in that experience.
Yeah. So you guys, you write together sometimes, and then you also write separately?
Mostly, I do the writing. It's not because I don't encourage Christy to. She thinks it's easier just to let me do it, and then she doesn't have to worry about it, right?
True.
So how do you decide who sings lead on a song, then?
Well, if I had my choice, she'd sing a lot more lead. It's very clear to me that the response to her voice is much more superlative than the response to my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a pretty good singer, but she has a beauty and a way of emoting with her voice that moves people mm-hmm. readily and works really well. I just this song that we're going to do for you, I had it sitting in my cache of songs that I'd written, and mm-hmm. and I listened to it, and I go, oh, you know, gee, I try and sing it, and I just was, and it just really wasn't quite happening. And the minute that the first time she sang it, it was like, bam, oh, that's the problem. I need my magic bullet, Christy, and so it worked really well. So it works like that a lot of mm-hmm. times. It's really I'm really lucky to have her. She's mm-hmm. As part of my life.
That's great. That's wonderful. You guys also have a third partner that you work with under another group called Cosmos Dream.
Yeah, we work with Gen Obata. Gen is from St. Louis originally.
Oh, okay.
So when last year he came to Folk Alliance here in Kansas City, and he has relatives here. We stayed with his sister-in-law and brother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to meet them for the folk festival tomorrow.
Okay.
But then we went to St. Louis and played and took. And that was really great because all of Gen's friends and relatives and everybody showed up. We had mm-hmm. a full house, and and it was a great show.
Yeah. We still perform with him, and we have some bookings lined up when we get back home with him.
Yeah.
We went to England with him this last summer and spent 2 weeks playing over there with him, and then we spent 2 weeks on our own touring in Scotland and England. And
well, he went off to see his daughter get married.
Right.
So what kind of shows were you, or what kind of venues were you playing there?
We played...
Folk clubs.
We played...
In England?
Folk clubs. We played... One of the clubs was called Hobo's Retreat, and it was a country venue. And when we play with Gen, we are... I don't know. He's actually, I think that Gen has been an influence on me, and it hasn't really been that long that we've been playing together. I guess it's getting, it's over, I guess it's getting on, it's 2 years now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I guess it has been, so no wonder he's an influence. But
we played one concert venue up in Northeast, I think.
Jerry, but Gen is, has been playing with a bluegrass band locally in Tacoma. Mm-hmm. Called Barley Wine Review, and he, and when he was in St. Louis, he was playing with bluegrass bands. Nice. And so he very much has that influence happening in his playing and in his writing, and so, and I have that influence happening in my writing. Both of us have some eclecticism in our writing too, but that has been a lot of the direction. So you know, we call ourselves an Americana band, which I'm not entirely certain exactly what that means.
I think
yet,
it's so, it's a widely encompassing term.
It's a catch-all.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not something else, you're probably Americana.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know what we are. We'll call ourselves an Americana band.
Right. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. So that, my question is, can people from other countries call themselves Americana?
They do.
I've noticed that.
They do. Yeah, there were a lot of English American, and as a matter of fact, we talked to one of the club organizers down in Southampton, and he was saying that that's all he's getting is all these English guys are showing up playing what they call Americana.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll let them do that.
Sure.
It's just, to me, Americana music is, you know, music that's more heartfelt and a little bit more lyric driven. You know, in my opinion, that's what it is. It's not music that you kind of listen to for necessarily the music side of it. You kind of, you should be drawn to the lyrics a little bit, so.
Well, gee, that would be me.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So I would call you guys Americana, for sure. So,
All right, look at Chrissy. Now we have somebody somebody else is calling us Americana.
Our radio programmer gets
right,
to be part of that process.
She knows what she's doing. An expert. We have an expert endorsement of our Americana nomenclature.
Yeah, there you go. So one of the great things about being at Folk Alliance is that you meet a lot of songwriters and you kind of get inspired to write. And you were telling me that you guys have a new song.
Yes.
Did it come out of the conference, or is it something you kind of were working on?
It's here? Something that Christy and I've been working on a new CD at home. We've just been going through my catalog of songs, and so the song is new for us to perform. So I've actually wrote it a while ago, you know,
just recently finished it.
But I just recently finished it. I decided that when I heard Christy sing it, it was one of those songs that I wasn't sure what I was going to do with until I heard Christy sing it. And then I went, oh yeah, that's what we're going to do with it. We're going to let Christy sing it.
Well, great. Well, can we hear that song now?
Sure. Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
When you come to the end of your day, when the blues and golds slowly fade to gray, the song of joy you sang in the morning takes a serious tone. Have better things to say. Think of fellow humans who are fleeing the consequence of climate change. Oh, that seems hard. Arctic gray. The song of joy you sang in the morning takes a serious tone, like you had better things to say. You have found yourself lost on life's highways. You have wandered a forest, thought you'd never find your way. You had faith you'd find light at the end of the journey. Now the future seems dark at the end of your day. You still wander down life's hidden highways. If you wander a forest, you seldom go alone. Now you still have your faith in a future where folks can wander. End of your day, when the blues and the gold slowly fade to gray, song of joy you sang in the morning takes a serious tone, like you had better things to say. Takes a serious tone, like you had better things to say.
Christy and Steve Niebel, thank you so much for playing. This is Kathy Forster reporting live from Folk Alliance International here in Kansas City, Missouri.
Thank you for having us.